WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
While on a recent stop for our television station, I had a chance to speak with a pilot who asked a question about lightning from the top of thunderstorms going into outer space. This one type of lightning that most of us will never actually see firsthand. Called translucent luminous events, or TLEs, these are high-altitude lightning flashes rising above thunderstorm anvils upward into the ionosphere. These beams of light last less than a second and are not easily visible with the naked eye. Astronauts on the International Space Station have seen them while being above a storm. Coming in with various titles like sprites, jets, and elves, these discharges produce a much different effect from the usual lightning discharges to the ground. Unfortunately, not a lot is known about them because they occur between 50 and 100 kilometers above the Earth's surface, too low for most satellites and too high for most aircraft. Sprites are believed to be cold plasma phenomena that don't have the hot channel temperature associated with other more common forms of lightning that we see streaking across the sky and often downward to the ground. This makes sprites more like fluorescent tube discharges than lightning discharges. The first image of a red sprite was accidentally obtained in 1989, and the first eyewitness reports came in as early as 1895, but these reports were not taken seriously until the 1990s. Blue jets appear to emerge directly from the tops of clouds and shoot upward in narrow cones through the stratosphere. Their upward speed has been measured at about 100 kilometers per second. Since the air is thinner at these altitudes, the electrical fields are so strong that they can ionize the air molecules much like neon gas inside a neon light. These are referred to as red sprites because nitrogen, a primary component of air, glows red. As the red sprite reaches the ionosphere, it often produces a diffuse glow, sometimes referred to as a sprite halo. So there you have it. I've always felt that lightning was pretty fascinating, but after the research on this segment, I want a trip to outer space to see for myself. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.